Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
From old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Ken Tensor's here. Ken is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he is the CEO of SpiderWorks. He's the author of a couple of books, The Cause of Disturbance and The 90% Rule, and he joins us on a regular basis to help us put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's our good friend, Ken. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Joining us from Canada, and one of our many good Canadian friends, And hey, Ken, we've got, I'm not sure about Canada, but in the United States, we have an unprecedented scenario in the workplace that's not getting better. It's going to get probably worse before it gets better with regard to matching up our job seekers, people who need to work, and the available jobs. We've got low unemployment in terms of one indicator, but still high unemployment in terms of the one that's really more accurate. U3 is the one that they quote, and U6 is the one that's more accurate. We've got low worker participation in America. We got a lot of millions more people on welfare than we had 8 years ago, and yet we got 6 million jobs going wanting. Good jobs that employers can't find qualified people for, and technology is taking more and more jobs out of the workplace every year. It's a real issue that I don't see a lot of people addressing. I don't see the leadership in our country addressing this, in my opinion, the way they should. This should be one of our big topics right now. What do you think?
Well, it really is. I mean, and I think one of the challenges is that, you know, ourselves leaders, for the most part, we were taught to be company people, or we were expected to be company people, or we got one job and, you know, you work through the company and you retire 30, 40 years later.
You were loyal to them. They were loyal to you.
Yeah. And the truth is it's really nobody's fault, but that's just not possible anymore. It's not the way
it
works.
That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
and it's funny that there's been a couple of triggers for me. I have three kids, one who's through that college system, two who are in it. And, you know, when I was looking at the different programs with them, you know, I was thinking back to when I went to university, and I mean, you know, you're going to be a lawyer or an engineer or a mathematician. I mean, there's about four boxes you can pick. And I started looking at these new job profiles like game programming, which has become part of the engineering faculty at most major universities, and on I went, wow, this has really changed. And I think we have to prepare not just our children but ourselves for the fact that change and the acquisition of skills on a regular basis is going to be part of the new reality.
Well, I'm seeing this as an employer. We're seeing this scenario playing out in front of us, where we'll get an application in. I mean, you know, I'm a fossil. I'm an old guy, but my company is, you know, we use cutting edge technology to do what we do, and so you gotta be pretty with it from a technology standpoint to get a job here. And we get applications in from people in their 40s and they can't cut it. I mean, we'd like to hire them because we like the maturity, but they just don't have the acumen. They're smart, but they don't have the acumen for what we need. And so that means that I'm hiring younger people, but then I have to deal with the fact that I'm a fossil and they're not. and they're they got different perspectives than I do, you know, and I have to deal with all that. So it's a very, I've been around a long time. I've never seen a situation in the workplace like we've got right now, scenarios like we have right now. And it's troubling a lot of people, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's funny. I think this first triggered for me. I was listening to, I think the most listened to TED Talk ever is Sir Ken Robinson, and he talks about education and innovation and, finding, your true passion or your element in life. And he talks a lot about education, taking the creativity out of ourselves, and I think that's just really a key area to start looking.
So you're saying we got to go deep if we're going to fix this. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let Ken explore that a little bit later after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.